Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Kicking It With Ray. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here with my biffle, Bree, again to conclude this season six of Love is Blind. The weddings finally happened. We only got one episode, so it should be real easy to cover, but a lot fucking happened.
Yeah, when I saw the time of it, I was like, how are we supposed to get through, which at the time we thought it was three couples, but then at the time we knew it was just going to be two, but two weddings with like an hour and a half left. What's going to happen? How could that possibly be?
I did the exact same thing. Like, as soon as it started, I was like, how long is this going to be? Because I'm going to need 2 hours.
Right. But I was like, three weddings, 2 hours. Make it make sense. Make the math. So should we do how we've been doing?
Well, I mean, yeah.
No, let's knock one out, though.
Yeah, because they basically played it in the order of the couple. So this actually like worked out in our favor. So it starts off.
So you want to go from most problematic to least problematic? As opposed to least problematic to most problematic.
Yes, only because I feel like we just got to knock it out. Like the Chelsea and Jimmy thing.
We got to talk about it.
It was so bad. I rewatched this because I just was so confused about the chatter online, all being like, Jimmy gaslit her, Jimmy said all this, whatever. So I went back and rewatched it. We start off with them. It opens up where it closed off last time with them at this empty amusement park. And he had just said to her that he has no doubt in his mind that she's his person. But are we going to get married? Because I haven't gotten a grasp on where you're at. That was the question he asked her. So rewatching that and hearing him say, I have no doubt, to me is like, wait a minute. He said he had no doubt right before going into this. Chelsea finally gives him an answer, and she's like, she basically says like they've had intense emotions. It's been a roller coaster, but right now she can see doing life with him. Then Jimmy says, every day you've done exactly what I would want in a wife. And there's this like long pause. And then he's like, but I don't want to go to the altar. How would you feel?
No, I think I hear that, right? I think we have to give space for a few things, right? We knew they were a problematic couple. And this timeline is extremely fast. So I think he can think someone's their person and not want to marry them at that moment because they do have a lot to work through. And I think I find him very mature because if I found you to be my person, Rainice, but we're not ready right now, how can I tell you that?
The way Clay did it.
No, not the way that Clay did it.
I thought Clay's was way better.
At the altar?
No. I don't mean going to the altar, but what he said. like what he was saying made more sense to me than what Jimmy was saying. Because I feel like Jimmy is lying because he knew the minute that she brought up his friend and him having sex on camera that he was done. Yeah, and there's several things that she has done every day, every single time they have fought. He goes on to like list these things where it's like it wasn't just one thing, it was all these things. So then how does that mean that every day I see you as my wife? Like what, like it just to me, it's like that's not true. You don't really feel that way. You don't really feel like she's like you have no doubt and she's your person. You do have doubt.
Well, I think that Jimmy and Clay are two sides of the same coin, and the coin is a liar. And do it in different ways. So I hear you on it. I'm not trying to defend Jimmy. I think men have a hard time handling those situations.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to do the emotion thing. They don't want to make you cry, even though you're going to cry, right? So I think that I actually wish on this one evening that I could have a man sitting in on this conversation with us.
Next, Mark.
And we might need to pause and come back. We'll keep talking through it. But if we end up recording some stuff, it's because we need a man in this space. Because part of it is, I feel Jimmy because he had to get out of it. Right.
Do you think that he was hoping she was gonna be
I was
the
about to say it, Jinx, you owe me a soda. Yes, I think maybe he was about to be like, yeah, you know, I agree that we should
We should
break
end it.
up, you know.
And then when she was like, no, we're getting married, he was like, oh,
Oh gosh, now what? What's my next?
fuck.
How do I get out of this? But I don't think that they should go to the altar, even if Jimmy found her to be, let's say Jimmy's saying everything that is true. Let's just lean into Jimmy's telling the truth. I don't know. but I think they weren't ready. And I think I appreciate Jimmy's take a lot better because they weren't at the altar. Don't make all these people get dressed too
Oh,
and
yeah.
get their makeup done and fly in town and all this craziness. So, and also, I don't want you to take me on. I also want to be clear. Don't take me on an extravagant date where I'm having a blast and then break it to me at the end that you're
Let's do it
breaking
over the
up
kitchen
together.
table.
I
Yeah.
mean, you know, it.
So I'll say I liked the way Jimmy did it better because it wasn't at the altar, but I felt Clay's emotions better. I felt like what he was saying made more sense to me than what Jimmy said because Jimmy was not giving any indication that he wanted to even continue dating. He was very much like, why would I want to be with someone who completely disrespected me and told my deepest, darkest secrets? Like, why would I want to be with you? So that to me,
Well,
not even like, let's just keep dating and figure out where this goes. That was fuck you, bitch. You have ruined my life. You've ruined this one, my best friend's life, and I'm done with you.
I also wonder, you know, how my arguments would look too. Would they feel really linear? Would it seem like I'm going in with the right things? Because, you know, I think Chelsea in those moments wasn't really taking accountability and trying to make it seem like little things. And I
Yeah. She
think
said we had
maybe,
one argument. That girl said we had one argument.
right. So I think Jimmy really does react almost impulsively the same way he said he loved Chelsea, right? I think he has these moments of, wow, I actually really feel this way. So he might have went in, I see you as my wife every day. I think we could really do this. And then as she was like, we've only had one argument. And then also her framing of it was ridiculous. She was like, wow,
Ridiculous.
so you care about her feelings more. She really did not understand what Jimmy was saying. And I think there could be two rights in an argument when you're talking to your partner, right? Their feelings are valid, your feelings are valid, and then you try to find compromise in between. But she really, in that moment, I don't think Jimmy doesn't understand where she's coming from. Let me
Right.
say, she has no clue and thinks he's so wrong for having any feelings about this situation at all. And that's wild to me.
Yeah, because what it became really apparent when she basically says the only reason why she brought up him sleeping with his best friend was because she was feeling crazy. She was feeling like she couldn't really articulate what she had an issue with because she wasn't allowed to say that part. And it's like, you had an issue with something that you should have told him off camera. When he first told you this thing, y'all should have had that fight on off camera. Now
Or
you want.
later when the cameras leave.
Yeah, like whenever it is that you need to have it, but it's like you're waiting to this moment and you're trying to bring up all these other things because really the issue is that you're uncomfortable with his relationship with this woman. And that's
And
what,
have always been.
yeah, and that's what's stemming all of your insecurities. So if you're
Not
and so
all of them. Let's not put all of them on
well,
them.
you're right, not all of them, but that is what is prodding her forward to start these arguments, the most recent ones. And because she's not supposed to say it, it makes her feel even worse. I completely relate and understand to her feeling weird about him texting this woman that he had a sexual past with all every day, all day. That is interesting. That is a choice. But that to me, having like that insecurity is something you have to work on in yourself. And if you don't trust your partner, that's a whole other conversation.
Well, here's a few things. Chelsea would benefit from a tool called nonviolent communication because her parents are clear. At different points, that argument spiraled. So really she does make herself, and I understand she was drinking, right, a few dirty martinis, I think she said. But, you know, she went from you're going out, you're staying out too long to you don't even seem like you care about this, to because you're always texting her, I know she was there, to because you slept with her, right? You know, and it just kept spiraling. So
And then
I,
Jess was there, and it
and
just
then, yeah, Jess was there. And then it's, I don't love you. I can't do this. I can't be with someone who likes going out. You know, it was just too many things at once. And I think because of that, it does feel you can't be good enough for Chelsea at different points, is what it ends up compiling to. And I'm not saying that she doesn't have a point, but when she first had that feeling of, I don't enjoy you texting your homegirl, that's when you had the conversation before it ends up spiraling into this thing. And now you're jealous, and now he can't do anything. He can't text all day. Or, and I'm not saying, we don't even know if it's all day, right? It might just be like, oh, shoot. It might be on Instagram in the way that you and I do it, sending memes and stuff. And like, again, a choice. But if they were doing that 3 weeks ago, it's hard to slow down because now who is this woman in your life? And then, you know, I think that's on him as well. It just felt, you know, we didn't want them to go to the altar. So I don't know if I have a real Jimmy coulda, Chelsea coulda sort of
I
moment.
don't
They
think it's like
agreed.
I'm not picking a side in this argument at all. I feel like they were both wrong. They weren't right together. I'm glad they didn't go to the altar. I thought it ended really weird. Like it ends with not really an answer. He's like, she says, I was so hopeful for us, and then gets up and walked away. I felt like it was all edited very choppy. It didn't make any sense. She walks away. He's just sitting there. There's no like real ending. It's very clear that they're not going to be together, but it's like, where is the okay, so we're done moment, I guess. It just never happened.
And once again, maybe I'm too kind to them when they're young, but to me, it's only 27, you know? So hopefully he grows up, right? And continues along his way. And they didn't need to be together. Do you think, though, that he'll reach out to someone else that might have been on the show?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Jimmy, 'cause so do you remember at the end of the barbecue episode when him and Johnny were like, I don't want any parts of that Jeremy, Sarah, Laura drama? They said to each other, like, get me away from this. This is messy. I think Jimmy is not a messy person.
Okay.
I think he is like absolutely mortified about his best friend and his business being out there. And he wouldn't want to continue in a relationship that would be in the public eye because it just is going to bring more scrutiny into his life and his friends and all that. So I could see him very much being like, I am done with this whole cast.
Yeah.
And even though he cared about Jessica has said that like he's not her type. So now that she has seen him, she is not going back down that road at all herself.
Well, hey.
I
I guess we'll see at the reunion.
would love to know if Chelsea like went back to try with Trevor though.
You think she tapped that bracelet?
I feel like she would have. I honest to God, I'm like that. I could see that happening because the fact that she kept it was wild.
Could you imagine though getting with her as Trevor and then watching back this season and being like, wow.
Trevor is probably like, well, I mean, Trevor's not great, but like, you know,
She also said
aside
that
from
it was
his,
her.
what'd you say?
When she was talking to Trevor, she was saying that it was her.
Yes, but I'm saying like, she told Trevor that she started some arguments, but she was like, well, something happened, and then I just didn't handle it well. She tried to like downplay it a lot, and it's like that's not what really happened, friend.
Yeah.
But
What?
yeah, I
First it
can't.
was one argument, then it was two, now it's six. What's going on over there, Chelsea?
Yeah, it was a lot. And I wish, like, this is the issue I have with editing, of course, is because, you know, Jimmy got online and defended her and was basically like, you know, there were a lot of good times. It wasn't all that. It was a lot of good. It's like, I wish they would show that. But I guess when you don't end in marriage anyway, there's no point in showing the good because you guys ended terribly.
Right, and we'd have been like, oh, why they end? Like,
Exactly.
yeah, you know, kind of what Brittany and Kenneth were going through, where it's still like, what happened that, you know?
So confusing. And I kind of almost feel this way about that conversation that Chelsea and Jimmy were having at the amusement park. I feel like he must have told his producer that he wasn't going to the altar. And you know, the whole thing with that, the rumor about the fine, the 50K fine you get if you don't go to the altar. It's not really so much like if you don't go to the altar, it's if you don't finish out your story. So that's why Kenneth and Brittany had to film
Had
the
to go
video.
back on camera
Yeah.
and yeah.
Because they broke up off camera and, you know, Kinetic, Netflix, whomever was like, well, we need to film it. Otherwise, you're gonna have to be fined because you didn't finish your story. So I feel like Jimmy probably told his producer, you know, I'm not gonna say yes at the altar. And they were like, well, you gotta break up. You gotta do something. You gotta give us a breakup scene
Yeah. What you gonna
because
do?
otherwise, you gotta go to the altar. So ending that, I respect the fuck out of Jimmy for not taking it to the altar because I just that would have been fucked. But like you said, don't take me on this nice ass date then. Let's just do this shit at home. We could have been doing
Yeah.
this over the kitchen counter.
But also, you know, the producers, who knows what could have happened. Hopefully we can find out a little bit more at the reunion.
Yeah, we shall see. All right, moving on. We'll skip the we won't talk. We can go back and talk about Amy and Johnny now since they are very short.
Okay.
So we go right into the bachelor party. Amy let loose. It was cute as hell to see her just like
Oh gosh,
grinding,
yeah.
lap dances and stuff. Her and AD have a talk, and Amy tries to say that like they're not having sex, that they're doing other stuff. Did you believe her?
I can only believe what the good girl says, but you know who didn't believe her? AD.
AD.
AD said, "My girl is too spicy for that. I do not believe her."
She's fucking that man.
Yeah, she, I get it. Hey. And also, I respect that. If she's not telling us that and they're respecting it, and if she's not, I'm wondering if it has a lot to do with their conversation about still having birth
Yeah.
control and things like that. So,
They had come to the conclusion, but it's like birth control takes 30 days. Well, it depends on what birth control you get. So, like Nexplanon, which I have, was basically like give it a day or two, but some
right.
pills and stuff take 30 days to kick in. So who knows?
But they're back in their life. So, this is assuming that she was like, yeah, I'll go to my physician tomorrow. My OBGYN has an opening on
Oh,
Thursday.
right. And that when does that ever happen? So.
Right. So, you know, this is assuming that she's expediting this process, which maybe, but also this process is very, very short, you
Yeah,
know?
it's not
So.
much time at all. So it definitely was not 30 days in between when they made the decision to do birth control and the wedding. But maybe someone talked to them about how condoms and pull out and then tracking your ovulation works. And they figured
Oh,
it
yeah. So I just figured that she might be telling the truth because Johnny seems very, very nervous about pregnancy. Who his 8th grade health teacher was, but kudos.
They did a phenomenal job. Like, we all need to go find out who that person was and have them write the course.
He's like,
He
no.
probably also knew a lot of girls who got pregnant young. It's probably a lot. It's probably a lot to him. And he's just like, no. And I loved it.
No, yeah.
Their wedding, of course, they both say I do. It was super cute. Oh, I do want to just point out at the bachelor party for the guys, we didn't see anything from Johnny. All we saw from him was talking to Clay, but we don't see him talk to his friends. We don't hear him really talk about how much he loves Amy. And I mean, maybe I fell asleep because it's so boring. Like, I went back and watched it. Like, no, they really didn't focus on him at all. And, you know, whenever you're happily married and a good person, unfortunately, you get the short end of the stick when it comes to screen time.
Yeah. But also, you know, I think back to season one with Cam and Lauren, and like they were fun to watch fall in love.
They
But
had a little bit of drama because of the interracial thing. So that's what they played into for them to get more screen
right.
time. When you
Yeah.
think about Brett and Tiffany, where like they really didn't get a lot of screen time because it
Right. Because they were
was
not complex,
Yeah.
not right. And does that say something? Does that say something about the best couples that we have, right? Maybe you need to be just a little less dramatic. Well, I'll get into some of my takeaways after AD and Clay,
Okay.
and we can almost move into them now. No, I'm just telling you,
Yeah.
you have one more
The
thing.
only thing,
A cute moment. Yes, go
The only
ahead.
thing I gotta say is my cute moments at Amy and Johnny's wedding. Her brother is so fucking precious. Watch, he was so happy and excited to be walking her down the aisle. I like cried watching that. And then during the toast, he holds up an imaginary stem glass to t and I just, that was the cutest thing. Like, who made him?
So, like, you know who made him? Because this brings me to my cute moment, the dad.
Yes.
Enough, right? Could he be any cuter? Like,
And they were
stop,
so worried
man.
about him.
And he came in and said, "I got another daughter." He just, what are we worried about? Johnny's sister is just in tears. It's just such a beautiful wedding. It's a
They're so
beautiful.
perfect.
Amy is beaming at the bachelorette party all the way to the wedding, all the way through and through. Johnny is just, they're just so in love, and you see it on them, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Super cute wedding, super non-complex. The best to Johnny and Amy, and a lifelong wishes. I can't wait to see those blonde-haired babies that you've been talking about, Amy. Yeah,
Yes.
I really wish them the absolute best. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your love story with us.
Yes. The only thing negative I'm going to say at all is I didn't really like Amy's dress, but she looked really good in it.
Yeah, I think it is a choice.
Yeah.
I think everybody gets to choose their wedding dress, and she seemed really happy with it. It is not my
She looked
style.
good in it.
Yeah.
It matched her style, her like happiness, her like, kind of princess theme she had going. So it worked for her.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it. But anyway,
Yeah.
moving on to the main event, the AD and Clay show. Oh my God,
A.D.O. Clay.
this was so sad. This was heartbreaking because watching the lead up, Clay seems so ready. He everything he's saying from the bachelor party where he's talking to his boys about how she's perfect, she's this, she's that. He has grown. His friends are like, "Yeah, man, you have changed. Like you have grown. We see it." The entire lead up, I've took so many notes about the things he was saying, all the way up to his conversation with his dad, where when his dad left, he just looked deflated. His entire demeanor changed, and that's when I knew.
Yeah. I think part of it is that trauma with his dad, right? And I think part of it is he really wants to make his dad proud in different ways, or get his dad's attention, or get something from his dad. And he looks up to his dad. He wants to be a lot like his dad. And when his dad didn't even want to have a drink, I feel like it really hurt him, and he was like, he still doesn't, it's my wedding day, and it's still, and
Yeah.
not to read too much into that, but I think he wanted his dad to celebrate him.
Yeah.
And I just see Clay as a young man, but I also think I started having my doubts last time we talked. I think that this story was the most heartbreaking because it was so relatable, and I saw myself in AD so much in those moments,
Yep.
especially at the end, because I think that's why part of me was rooting for Clay, because I was like, you can be a good guy. I see it in you. I also see it in you. So I get how AD got to the altar.
Yeah.
I can understand that. And all she wanted and all he needed to do was commit to her to get all of the best of her.
Yep.
So I
Which
think it
he
was
was already giving. It
right.
just like she was not holding back. It's not like she was like, "Well, if you say yes, then I'll be even better." It was like,
I think this is a typical story in the community. And I think what we saw is Clay wants to be a good guy. I think Clay really wants to be a good guy.
yeah.
And that is not enough. You have to be a good guy. And that is your actions. You have to do the things and let that happen. And I think part of it is just being honest with yourself And I think he's starting to be that way. And when he was at the altar, that was the most honest with himself. And he was like, I can't do this. And, you know, there's many speculations that he found her attractive, but not that attractive, you know, very much so into her body and not necessarily into other things. So not necessarily connecting on a heart to heart. He said it, not deeply in love.
Yeah, that was
That's why.
crazy.
That's why, to me, he was even more manipulative going into that room, because what he wanted to do is for her to not be mad at him. And that's what I think it was all about. It wasn't truthful. He's like, you think I'm rejecting you? I'm not rejecting you. He was just trying to soften the blow. And I did not want to seem inconsiderate as what his dad was saying to him, or indifferent about her feelings. And the truth of the matter is, he is. So he just needs to leave that girl alone. Going into that room while she was at her most vulnerable was so hard to watch. And him telling her that he's not leaving her, knowing that what 81 it was marriage. And I'm so glad that she said, I definitely will not be seeing him going forward, because I hope she does hold on to that boundary, because my nervousness is that he showed us who he is and what it is for some time. And if we pay attention to all the breadcrumbs leading up to this moment, right, we wanted to see the good in Clay, but really what he was telling us in the edits, again, right, I'm not saying that there weren't things, is that he wasn't showing up as if he was ready to be married. Because I was talking to some other friends and we were talking about, oh, so because he works and those sort of things and wasn't coming home at night, that's a problem. And it's less about that. People travel in marriage all the time, but you need to make sure that your partner is secure in that. And he's not moving in that direction. So again, it could have been, even we've talked about this for some time, that she comes with him. But even if she's at that house, what is the lack of communication that she's setting up 25 reasons and doesn't know that you're not coming home? Even with that possibility, you don't have that foresight of, I'm going to this town, and when I go to this town, sometimes I don't come home at night. And you can plan your day around that, and I'll see you tomorrow, or something of that nature. There's just something there that didn't make it seem secure. Because, you know, there's been times where I think both of us have been in more distant relationships and not questioning what that person's doing because of the communication. And then there's been people in your house and you're like, who are you? And what are you doing when you're not here? Right. And I think that's a sense of security that is provided in relationship. So looking back on their relationship, I almost wanted to think about 10 red flags that I wish AD would have paid attention to, and almost like as warning signs to girls who love so willingly to maybe men who don't do that. And I, you know, I wanted us to think about that, or some of the flags that we could have seen.
The biggest one, like you said, was him not coming home and you not seeming to know that was going to happen. Like, I'm a flight attendant. I'm not home a lot, but I know when I'm not going to be home. If there's ever a time where, like, I'm supposed to be coming home tonight and all of a sudden we broke down somewhere, so I'm gonna not be coming home, that's a conversation. That's something you discuss and it shouldn't happen that often. Like, his job is not taking him out of state. His job, he's still in the same state. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to come home or communicate that you're not going to. They ne and they never Netflix never showed us them wrapping that up, that the conversation about that. We see her telling his family and her family about it, and then there's no like, okay, but what did y'all discuss? How did he make you forgive him for this? 'Cause I'd be pissed.
Well, and then also, I think other things I think about is usually if you're getting your needs met in general. So, in my opinion, he probably wasn't even on the phone with her all night during that night, you know? And I feel like if you're really into me and you're away from me and I'm your fiance, and the first few weeks of our relationship, that is when people are excited. So, I feel that, right?
Yeah,
And
we're gonna
it's
be on the. We need to fall asleep on
right,
the
FaceTime me, what's going on? And I
phone.
feel like if that's what was happening, and I could be wrong, AD might have felt a little bit more secure. So I think there were some gaps in things that were happening in their relationship in general when it came to the affection that was happening for them. And again, I don't think he showered her with words. I think he was very short, even sometimes in conversation. And I felt that pulling back that she was talking about. So I don't know. And I understand he needs to work on himself. I really wish he had not gone in that room.
Yeah, I think this whole time he was just hoping that she would date him. Like, we're gonna say no, we don't have, because he said this wasn't the first time he mentioned why do we have to follow this timeline. He said that to her at the altar, but he had said that to her in at another conversation earlier in the season too, was like, why can't we just date? Like, why do we have to get married now? And that's when she told him, like, we won't be dating if you say no to me. Like, it's either
Right.
we get married or we don't. And it's like, part of me understands his logic. Like, we've only known each other a month. Can't we just date? Logically, that makes sense. But you came on this show saying you were ready to get married.
Right.
So you lied to all of us, because the last thing you say to the camera is, I'm not ready to get married. Then, nigga, why is you here? Like, why did you come on the show?
Some more red flags, right? The boy thinks that cheating is hereditary. And the last person I would want to see is my dad right before I get married if I think that cheating is hereditary. I think that was really a silly choice,
It was
especially
terrible.
one-on-one. Like
And
his
I
brother.
just know his daddy said something stupid. The only thing they showed us them talking about was his athleticism. His dad runs down this, like, he said, the first time you beat me in a race, man, and I'm this Olympian and this and that. And it was like, what? We don't care about any of that. Why are you talking to us about this? It was really weird to see that conversation.
Yeah, no, the way I did a deep dive on those parents after that episode, wow. Then he was an alpha. Oh
Yes,
gosh,
a
he
Caribbean
saw
alpha.
the
Like, please.
named Trevor.
That's why we need Mark here right now. Come answer for your
Should have
brother.
known. Yeah, right now. Yes, we need you.
Might have to do an addendum to this and be like, Mark.
Right. There might be
Oh,
a part two to this with the male perspective on.
after the reunion, we'll have to do another episode. So Mark will
Oh
come. I'll be
yeah,
having to come on that.
absolutely. Other red flags that we pointed that out. He was saying I'd rather date you for some time. You know, it wasn't the first time. He was saying his intentions very clearly. And I wonder when enough should be enough as a woman. You
Right.
know, like when is it I'm that's my man and I'm gonna stick beside him. And then it's like, girl, get up,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's and
It's
is it a
like,
thin line?
it's like the thing with Chelsea and Jimmy. Yeah, sure. If you've been together for years and married and have kids, then maybe one thing is not going to break you up. But this is the honeymoon part. This was supposed to be smooth sailing. If you're fighting this much or having this much like disagreements about things and not coming home at night and not communicating this early on, why would you marry that person? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I always say, like, dating is the pretest, and if they're failing the pretest, why would you put them up for the actual test?
The assessment. No,
Yeah,
like this is
I'm just trying to
licensure.
gauge what you
Yeah.
know.
You're like, all right, this is a pretest, and now we're putting him up for a license. Yeah.
Yeah, he failed on all fronts for the pretest. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, but. I just agree that, like, everything about the wedding was just, it was heartbreaking for him to do it this way. I cried because I just did not think he would bring her all the way here to say no. I really didn't. And 80s dress and her shoes, just
Oh,
phenomenal.
let's get into the women in this part, though. Like, you know, enough of the men and the sad part of it. AD,
Her
I
mother.
want you to know you handled this with so much grace and composure. And I want to say kudos to that. Also, I want to bring up a point that you and I have spoken about. I think that. Let's talk about race in this too, where I think Chelsea gets to act a certain way that AD cannot, especially with cameras around. So I really want to just point that out. that, my good sis, I hope you handle all your feelings, and you are entitled to every emotion, but it was just so beautiful to watch you handle this so gracefully, especially in front of those young girls there. And that was iconic in so many ways because you just were amazing in that moment.
She was so
You were
classy. She was so classy because I would have wanted to yell and scream and hit and throw things.
turn this whole thing to ashes.
When she
Y'all
had
got
that bottle of champagne, I said,
to
"Ooh, ooh, whose head she going aside?" But she probably just grabbed this drink because she deserves.
it would have been, I would have been in the House of Villains
Yeah.
next at that point.
The way,
So
like, it would have been ugly. It would have been ugly. And like you think back to season one when even like Giannina went running away. And you know, had the whole scene where she fell in the mud in her dress and was just so dramatic, but like she was famous for that, you know? I just feel like if a black woman had done that, it would not have gotten the same love.
also, that's not my reaction. Mine is 5 seconds to get out of here.
Yeah,
Get a
everybody.
stage. Everybody got, I'm giving you some time. Grab your babies.
Yeah. Your valuables, your
I probably
breakables.
be like, I have until I get these heels off and this hair pulled back.
And that was like the first thing she took off was her lashes. I was screaming.
Yo. And when she was said to her friends, like, all right, y'all ready to go?
Grabbed a bottle of champs and they were out
Listen,
looking
it is.
phenomenal.
Yeah.
The only bad thing I gotta say is like I just wish she would stop with this side part. Sorry, I wish she would stop with the middle part. It's not flattering on her. Her forehead's a little too big for that. I just think she would have looked so good if she had done a side part and a little swoop or a bang or something that just this part was it was bad.
Well, here's the issue I have is the lashes still,
Yeah,
because
they were not good.
now we're home and I'm just not understanding. You know, we could have gone back to somebody at some point. I was hoping throughout this season, but you know,
Maybe she's allergic to individuals or something because she sticks with the strips, and I just don't understand that for her. Like,
is that a
yeah,
thing?
what being yeah, you can be allergic to the glue that you use for individuals because it is stronger. It does have like more chemicals in it than the glue you put on strips. So some people just don't take well to them. And she doesn't have a lot of her own lashes. Like whenever she takes off her strips, it's like bald.
I like
So.
her lash though.
I can't say I like them, but I mean that like her natural lash is just it's just very much they're very sparse. So you know I'm a lash technician. I do that on the side, and so I could see it being an issue even trying to put lashes on her because they are so fine. So it could be that too, where they just don't it just her lashes just don't take to it. But she continues to buy these strips that are too big for her face. Like you don't have to have size 13, 14 lashes. And she's getting up there. They might be 14, 15s. They're so long. And it's just not necessary. Your face doesn't need that. You're a beautiful girl. You would look fine with 11, 12s max.
Such a girl's conversation, I
I
feel
know,
like.
right?
All of the male listeners are like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, or the, let me not gender that. That was terrible to me. The lash girlies know, the lash funds know that this is really a conversation about that.
But like to make it make sense for the men, she has like butterfly lashes on when she could just have, regular natural ones. And most people who have like decently long lashes, their length is probably an 11, 12. Whenever you go higher than that, you are being dramatic. And some people can handle it. Most people look ridiculous with lashes that long.
Consider this when you go get a haircut, how the blade is. So, like a one, a two, a three, a four, and the longer it is, your hair, the longer your
Yes.
hair is. So, there's the equivalent, friends.
Yes.
All right. Next
But
thing.
for me, it's the lashes and the part. I just think middle parts are not for everybody. You got to know your hairline. You got to know your forehead.
Hey, listen, the dress. Let's get into the dress. The dress looked great on her. The family was amazing. Honestly, it was so beautiful up until the altar.
Yeah.
Seeing her and her mom together.
Her mother looks phenomenal too. Her mother
Yeah.
had a side part. I just want to say, mother had a side part and a swoop, and
And then moving on from that,
it.
Mama Clay, also what a winner. We're gonna
Yeah.
come back to her again because, but her talking across to the mom saying we worked for this, like it just felt like this was about to be some beautiful black love stuff happening in this moment. His mom walked him in. He's at the altar. They have a cute moment. Again, I'm missing red flags. He said, okay, body. But again, that's the dress she chose. It was probably would have been my first reaction as
Yeah.
well. And they have like a cute little interaction. They're like, I see you, I see you, you know. So it really feels really close together.
Yeah.
And I think they exchange really beautiful vows even too.
I just want to say I loved her mom coming in and being like, I met Clay's mom. That's who I would have picked for your mother-in-law.
Yes, I was like,
And it
wow.
was
That's
Jesse.
why I just felt like some beautiful black love moments happening in that space. And, you know, even what Clay was saying at the altar felt really genuine and nice. But, you know,
That's what I'm saying is like what he was saying to me felt like a man who wants to just date, who's like, I love you, you're my best friend. I want to date because I'm not ready for this commitment. It didn't feel like he was saying, fuck you forever. Now then what he then came and said in
there you
the
have it.
interview was a
Yeah.
little bit different.
Say what he said.
Oh, in the
Or
interview.
keep it on the playground.
Yeah. Let me hold on. I have to scroll on my notes because I did write it down. He says he doesn't understand her finances, which was a weird, like he said he was confused about them. Like, what does that mean? What do you mean you're confused about them? You don't know how she makes money, or do you not understand how she spends or saves, like her credit? Like, what is this? Because we never saw that conversation at all. But then he says, I asked myself two questions. Am I a husband? No. Am I deeply in love? No. If the answer is no, then why are you getting married? And I'm like, wait.
And then I want you to know, I watched the whole dressing room scene where he's like, you think I'm rejecting you? He's kissing on her, he's holding her, he's like, I don't want to leave. And I ran it back to, am I a husband? No. Am I deeply in love? I said, did he say yes? And I missed that.
Yeah. Like maybe we're wrong.
Right. And then it said no. And I said, Because also, I think it's okay if you say, I'm not deeply in love, right? Because I hear you spend a short amount of time. But then I feel like he should have said, do I love her? Yes.
Yeah, there should have been a third
So.
question. And we know this wasn't edited because he specifically said, I asked myself those two questions. There was
So like,
no. We
he
needed
never
a
really
third.
said, like, I know he said, I love you to her, but I was more hopeful that he would say, you know, but I do love her and I want to know you. This is your moment, boy.
Yes.
You know, and I was hoping he would say something that made me feel like he should go forward with this.
Yeah.
Because even the reason he goes to talk to her, he's talking to his dad and he's like, should I go talk to her? Like, yeah, you know, and I've seen these sort of moments before, and usually the man feels obligated because of that connection he feels to her. And Clay felt very indifferent in many ways, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like part of it is he's running away from being his dad, and that's what made him motivated to do this. And then when he realized this is not really what I want right now, you know, sort of thing. Or maybe trying to make his dad proud. I think a lot of it just centers around his dad,
Yeah.
whatever this is. And the mom knows it.
The mom clocked that shit and
How do I
we
know
gonna
the mom
get
knows
into
it?
it. Let's get into it because she chills. I'm just gonna say I had chills this entire conversation. I was shocked that Netflix showed it. I just loved it. Everything about it. The mom is goals, okay? I could never be as poised as she was in this conversation, and everything she said was just on point. Read this man to filth. I couldn't even take notes because it was so much. But I did record it. I just wanted to keep it for myself. And
It
it goes,
was
y'all need to know that this is a
Chef's kiss.
story in a lot of Black homes. I will say that my own father, when he was growing up, his dad used to take him to mistresses' houses. And
Yeah.
now, and so my dad grew up thinking this is how a marriage works and has never been faithful in any of his marriages, you know? So that is how a lot of men really do learn. They really do think this shit is hereditary. If daddy did it, then I should do it. I give Clay so much props for realizing that this was not right. This is not the way you should be. Now he needs a therapist to help him understand that this is not how you're going to be just because you saw it. The fact that you know it's wrong means you probably won't do it because you know it's wrong. So you just have to inside yourself figure out how to not do that. And therapy will
Where
help.
his dad was right with his little speech-aroo. That was a filled with cliches, but I liked it. It was a little like, when you believe you can, you will. Like, it was nice.
Well, you know, the most adulterous ass niggas always have the most.
That man was suave, and that's why we got to come back to Mama Clay,
Yes.
because Mama Clay essentially understands this suave man and does not let him talk circles around her anymore. So that is why she's goals.
She started this conversation out by saying he struggled with marriage, and that stems from things you have to explain and apologize for. There's things he saw that he should not have seen. And we find out here that mama didn't even know about half of it. I don't think mom knew that he was being brought on these adulterous field trips.
That's what Clay was telling us, and Clay told her, though, I guess
And
during the
yep, because she said,
struggle.
I just learned from this experiment some of this shit, you filthy ass. You could see the quiver in her lips.
That's not what I also, friends, if you haven't watched the episode yet, she is not doing any of that. It was poised, it was
Mama didn't curse at
classy, it was
all.
elegant, it was so direct, yet calm and warm and gentle and guiding. But I will let Renice do her rendition again because I like it, because she's absolutely 100% right. Niecy, you are 100% right about this.
In her head, she called him all types of motherfuckers, and I love that for her. But she kept it
100%.
cute. She kept it cute and sweet. The dad then starts to blame his own father for his the way he is. Was like, I didn't have a great role model. Okay, none of us did. It's fine. Like, be better. Her
She
mom.
said, I'm gonna stop you there.
Yeah, she says, hold on. Some things she didn't know about to the experiment, she said that. And she said, just because we come from broken families doesn't mean we have to pass that on to our kids. Our past is in our DNA, and if you don't get freaking help, you'll bring that into the relationship. Her lip was quivering again. She wanted to curse that motherfucker out. She was.
I also think she wanted to cry a little bit, but
Yeah.
she held it together.
Then this suave asshole says, I told him to meet someone like his mama. And she said, she shuts it down right there. It's like, hold up. Yeah, you met me, but you wasn't good to me. You didn't treat me good.
Yeah, he met someone like his mama, and look at what happened.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
You met someone like
You
his
met
mama.
the mama. What does that mean, sir? What does that
And
mean?
then what? He meets someone like his mother, and then what?
And then
Live the
what?
life that he wants to, like you again? You
Right. So
outrageous
are you
man.
telling him to find a woman who's gonna not see that you're cheating and allow that for longer than she should? Is that what you're fucking saying? Like,
What are you saying, brother? Oh gosh. Mark, come explain your friend.
answer for your frat brothers, Mark. By the way, Mark did respond. He said he will record the reunion podcast.
And we've got questions for Mark.
Yeah. This is why people shouldn't pledge, because now you have to answer for all of them.
Hey, listen,
JK,
yeah.
JK, just the men.
Just a minute. Yeah,
Yeah.
listen, I will, when it is time, I will answer my just due as well. But at this moment, it's all about you, Mark. And
Men of Alpha Phi Alpha, come
yeah.
answer for your
Come answer for your.
Caribbean brother.
Yeah, no, that was outrageous. Yeah, he
Too
was.
much.
But mom held it together so well, read him down, said what she needed to say in her head, and then also just ended it in a very great way. So that was really beautiful and graceful to watch. She just seems like a powerful, powerful woman, because she even got AD's mom sort of calm in a storm. So.
Yep. I bet you that they stay like in communication.
Yo, it's really sad when these knucklehead men have these really great families, though, and you got to break up with them too.
Oh man, that'd be the worst.
Yeah.
That'd be
How are
the
you?
motherfucking
How's your mom?
worst. Like she said, go fuck yourself because you don't deserve her love. Oh man, but yeah. So how do you feel about the fact that AD and Clay may be dating? Somebody posted a TikTok of them at a party. I couldn't watch it because you know my issues with TikTok, but from like what I could see, it didn't necessarily show them like hugged up together at the party. But it was like they were both there, and it wasn't like a club type thing. It was like a house party kind of. It looked like maybe like a baby shower or something from what I could see. Maybe a birthday party. I don't know. So maybe they have like mutual friends or something. I don't know. I couldn't tell. But yes, there's been like rumors online that they are dating.
That would make me, it's not my love story, so all the best to everyone's love story.
Yeah.
It would make me a little sad because I think he is who we think he is at this point. Oh, she's and I do see the potential that she sees in him.
But
So
listen, ladies, don't date potential. Don't do that.
we like kinetic energy. So essentially, I think she needs to figure out what her how long she wants to give him to get it together with a man like this, because she gonna look up and it's 10 years later and Clay gonna be like, I still don't know if I'm a husband, and hey, if that's a love story that you're invested in and you're into that, then so be it. But
And I fully believe that men show you who they want to be or who they are in the beginning.
I was gonna say, he's going to go as hard as he is now. She's carrying a lot of that relationship right now. I think she'll continue to do that. Unless he ended up really feeling bad in this moment when he left her at the altar and he said, I gotta straighten up or I'm gonna lose this girl. Some reason men need dramatic moments to shake him up.
And if that's the case, then maybe in the year since they filmed, he went to therapy, he bettered himself separately away from her. Like, you got to better yourself away from me. I don't want to be there while you're growing. You can grow in hell. I don't really care. But like, come back to me after.
That doesn't give him a lot of growth from like he's from hell to what? Like, where do you go from there?
I mean, that's where the bar is already. So like, but yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you want to grow and change, do that without me. F figure that out on your own. And then if I decide to give you another chance, it's going to be because you have done things to prove you are a different person. I'm not
Or
just
maybe.
going to jump back in on faith.
Maybe AD did it alongside him this whole year because, we didn't get to see this journey and ride, right? But if she's looking up and it's the same Clay in front of her that was there last year, AD, baby girl, run. Please save yourself, because all you're going to do with that big, beautiful heart of yours is continue to invest. And you know how that story ends, my love. That's advice
Exactly.
to you.
So I hope that she watched this, and if they are together, hope that she was doing some like, like looking side to like doing a side by side comparison, the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other and being
Right.
like, oh, he is different. He is not the same guy that he was then. And if that's the case, then I love that for y'all. But if he's still doing the same thing, saying the same things, not coming home at night, if he's still doing those things a year later, this is bad.
If he's still using, sorry, more red flags. Things like I wanna, gonna, should, wish I. And there's no progress or steps in that direction, right? Like, I'm gonna go to therapy. We've heard you say that, but does not, right? I wanna be a good husband, but there's no steps towards trying that, right? It's the same as somebody saying, oh, I wanna go to the gym and then never buys a membership nor attends, right? In a year, what did you do? You
I want to lose weight, but I'm gonna eat sugar for every meal, sugar and
And
not
not
one
even take a
vegetable.
step in the right direction.
Right.
Like, you didn't even try to switch out your breakfast for smoothies. I don't know. Like, take a baby step.
The littlest things can make such a difference. Stop drinking soda and watch you lose weight.
Right. Just drink water, friend. And that's what I mean by I hope she's at least seen some progress in the right direction, because the people are not people show you who they are pretty early and continue to move in that direction. And unless they make a shift, they're not changing direction. So there's that.
Exactly. All right. Any more thoughts for this season?
No, not anymore until the reunion.
Yeah, they've already dropped pictures for the reunion looks, so I'm super excited.
Wow.
They didn't show any pictures of Sarah Ann or Matthew or the other Amber. I don't know if they're gonna be there. They have to do a Zoom call with Laura because she had to be in Barcelona for work, but she will be there via Zoom. Hopefully it's not like a 10-minute like question and answer with her. Hopefully she's just like on the Zoom for the whole reunion.
She could jump in like, no, that's not how it happened.
Hopefully it's like that, but
Also, it's probably just a 10-minute Zoom. And with that, she's probably, are you really there for work, Laura, or do you want to keep it classy?
I don't think that Laura is the one who would skip this. Like, I don't see her pulling a Uche. I feel like it would be there if she could.
But she was like, can I call in?
Because she's even all dressed up. She's on the Zoom like in her ball gown, and I'm like, okay, bitch. Like, yeah. So she
I love
wanted
that.
to be there. Also, Trevor. They didn't show any pictures of Trevor. I don't know if they're going to bring Trevor and Sarah Ann as like surprises, but they show all the reunion looks and we saw a picture of Jessica, so we know she's there, but no Trevor, no Sarah Ann.
Was Jeremy there?
Yes. And he fucking wore a Hawaiian shirt under his blazer. And I'm like, he's just going to make this his personality. And I had no issue. I had no issue with the Hawaiian shirt. But you are trying to make this your personality now, and that's real rude.
But are you wearing it because you love Hawaiian shirts, or are you wearing it because you hate Laura? And
It feels like the latter. It feels like the
right.
latter.
And that is as crazy as that nondescript hat and those sunglasses that you wear, Jeremy, if
Yeah.
you are doing it for that reason.
Yep. Yeah, his outfit literally made no sense for this reunion. It is a hideous outfit. So I'm like, you are doing this to send a message. And that just shows me, it shows me who you are as a person.
And once again, this comes back to when someone shows you who they are, believe them, right?
Yeah.
And I think throughout this season, every man showed us who they were, and we can believe them, except for Kenneth, apparently, who got a bad edit, as well as Matthew, who also got a bad edit.
Yeah, agreed. And even though I like to that, I think Kenneth got a bad edit in the breakup, but I still think, I mean, like you was always on your phone, sir. Like you there were still times where it's like I feel like you weren't really saying, I don't know. I just because his edit for the breakup was terrible, and I don't believe that's how it went down, I still feel like he made some choices that did not make any sense. But Matthew, his entire edit was just completely fabricated, so that was unfortunate. Anyway, yep, I'm excited for the reunion, so we will be back to discuss that, and our dear friend Mark will be here to answer for his crimes.
We like accountability. Yeah.
All right, bye. Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingitwith_Rae. That's RAE. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.